mortgage rates declined again. Tomorrow, we'll get the first jobs report of 2023. What might that tell us? Those stories and more on this, the second day of February. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again. In other news, let's talk oil profits, in particular, Shell Oil. More flavor experimenting, this time by Dr. Pepper, and why soft drink companies are all in on strange flavor launches. More news from the world of layoffs, like this is a daily thing, you know? New iPhone sales are not good. Also, wearables and Mac sales take a beating. We've got the Wall Street Report, and where are laid-off tech workers finding work? We've seen this story before. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are with us again today. To follow us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. For the fifth month in a row, mortgage rates declined. The rates as of February 2 for a 30-year fixed mortgage rate comes in at an average of 6.09%. That's down from 6.13% just a week ago. It should be noted that mortgage rates have not been this low since September and are now nearly a full point below last year's peak of 7.08%, which was reached in early November. While still higher than a year ago, when the 30-year fixed had an average of 3.55%, this may once again spur home buyers to get back into the market. Or will they wait to see if rates fall even further? Stay tuned. Tomorrow, on Friday, we'll get data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics regarding jobs. Experts are saying that the expectation that the U.S. will have added about 185,000 jobs in January. Now, should that be the case, it would be a steep drop from the 504,000 jobs added in January of 2022 and the 520,000 jobs added in January of 2021. But those years were, well, they were odd. You see, between 2010 and 2019, the U.S. added 183,000 jobs on a monthly average. So, the question might be, at 185,000 jobs for January of this year, are we getting back to normal? CNN is reporting that America's unemployment rate dipped back down in December to 3.5%, once again matching a 50-year low. However, it's expected to tick back up to 3.6% come tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, as we have reported earlier, there is nearly 2 open jobs out there for every individual seeking employment. You heard that correctly. 2 jobs, and that means workers can continue to be picky. The number is, in a word, obscene. Shell Oil has reported a record profit of almost $40 billion for 2022. That's more than double what it raked in the previous year after oil and gas prices soared following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. CNN is reporting that these earnings are the latest in a series of record-setting results by the world's biggest energy companies, which have enjoyed bumper profits off the back of soaring oil and gas prices. For example, ExxonMobil posted a record full-year earnings of $59.1 billion. Last month, Chevron reported a record full-year profit of $36.5 billion. These mega profits have renewed calls, yes, for higher taxation. Governments in the European Union and the United Kingdom have already imposed windfall taxes on oil company profits, with the proceeds used to help households struggling with rising energy bills. Shell also announced another $4 billion share buyback program that it expects to complete by May and confirmed it would lift its dividend per share by 15% for the fourth quarter. It is, after all about profit. What do you do to boost soft drink sales? How about brewing up new flavors? The Street is reporting that in the past year alone, there was the maple syrup cola that Pepsi created in partnership with the International House of Pancakes. Coca-Cola debuted the Dream World flavor that's supposed to take, like, get this, surrealism of the subconscious, end quote. I have no idea what that means. Their words, not ours. And Pepsi Nutmeg launched for the World Cup. Well, not to be outdone, Dr. Pepper is all in with a new flavor. The latest drink breaks away from the conservative tradition with a more original flavor, if you will. According to the brand, Dr. Pepper Strawberries and Cream combines the original 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper, swirled with layers of refreshing strawberry flavor and a smooth, creamy finish, end quote. Again, why do soft drink companies do this? It's all about marketing and spurring sales. Let us know what you think if you've had a taste of any of these. You can contact us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Meanwhile, from the world of job cuts, more news, this time from PayPal and Salesforce. MarketWatch is reporting that hundreds of PayPal employees have been notified that their jobs are being cut on the same week that Chief Executive Dan Schulman announced layoffs of thousands of workers. According to a PayPal filing with the state of California, the online payments company is laying off 319 employees at its San Jose, California headquarters. In total, PayPal says it will cut a total of 2,000 jobs nationwide. Meanwhile, another Bay Area-based tech company is also slashing thousands of jobs. Salesforce is laying off 254 more employees at four locations in San Francisco, home to its headquarters. The cuts are effective April 24 and affect 160 employees in sales and customer service, according to the company's filing with the state. The rest of the cuts are from the general administration and technology and product classifications. This round of layoff follows 752 job cuts that Salesforce reported to the state in January. But that's not all. Early last month, Salesforce said it was reducing its workforce nationwide by 10%, or about 8,000 people, joining most of the tech industry's biggest companies that have announced mass layoffs. Underwhelming. That is the watchword, if you will, when it comes to sales of the new iPhone. MarketWatch is reporting the company posted a 5% decline in revenue due to underwhelming sales of iPhones, Macs, and yes, wearables. On the issue of wearables, I was in an Apple store just last week in Nashville looking at the new Apple Watch, which was priced between $799 to $1,300. It was in stainless steel and gold. I took a look, and I said, pass, thank you very much. Although the functionality is really pretty cool. Meanwhile, Mac sales declined to $7.7 billion from $10.9 billion a year earlier. Analysts had been looking for a $9.4 billion number. You know, being from Detroit, I kind of like to report on the auto industry. I grew up in that world. Sometimes it's great news, other times, not so hot. And this is one of those not-so-hot stories. MarketWatch is reporting that Ford reported mixed quarterly results, with Chief Executive Jim Farley saying that the automaker left $2 billion in profit on the table, referring to the company's full-year losses. Ford earned $1.3 billion, or 32 cents a share, in the quarter, compared with, get this, $12.3 billion, or $3.03 a share, in the year-ago period. That is a major drop. However, revenue did rise by 17% to $44 billion. Speaking of stocks, Wall Street ended the day mixed. The Dow came off session lows to shed 39 points and settle at 34,053. The NASDAQ had one heck of a day, with Meta leading the charge of big tech. The index gained 384 points to close at 12,200, and the S&P 500 picked up 60 points, not too shabby at all, to end the day at 41.79. Meanwhile, the yield on the benchmark 10-year T-note ticked down to 3.398%. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the thousands of laid-off tech workers. We talk about this every day. As layoffs ripple across the tech sector, a number of which have been delivered in the form of, surprise, emails. Where are these workers going? Well, Vox reports that while it's too soon to tell where the tens of thousands of affected employees will land over the coming months, a number of them are already starting their own businesses. And that's news we've reported on in the past. For example, the number of LLC filings skyrocketed in 2021. Meanwhile, we may soon see a larger share of tech workers employed outside of the tech industry in areas such as finance, manufacturing, and healthcare. After all, there are tons of open jobs out there. Well, that's a wrap for the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and done by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.